Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. She responds to Loinishmas Am Yakashom Leah Pasitzchok. We're holding Bo Basra Daf Yudalit. The Gemara in the end of Amud Bei says, "Umi Koson, who wrote the Tanakh?" Says the Gemara, "Moshe Kosov Sifroi uParshas Bilam." Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Sefer Torah, and he wrote also Parshas Bilam. What's Parshas Bilam? Parshas Bilam is Parshas Bolok in the Torah. Is what Bilam gave the brachas to Am Yisrael. And the obvious question is, why is that stand on its own? Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Sefer Torah, part of the Sefer Torah is Parshas Balak. Why is Parshas Balak not part of the Sefer Moshe Rabbeinu? So we'll start with an answer of the Maharil Diskin. In the end of the Tshuva Sefer, there's a Haggadah on this Gemara. And the Maharil Diskin goes there to explain a big yesod of the Nevuah of Nevi'im. How does prophecy work? Explains the Maharil Diskin. That the Nevuah is that a person, the Navi, sees some image. But what he sees in the image is not 100% clear. He needs to go and interpret what he understood, what he saw. What would the image was telling us? That's why sometimes you have Nevi'im, they have different explanations. Ein shnei Nevi'im misnabi misigna nechod. Each one has his own version of what he saw, because each one has to interpret it a different way. It brings a mashal, it's like looking through a glass. Well, it depends what the color of the glass is. If the glass is colored in red, he will see through the glass everything in red. If it's colored in blue, he'll see in blue. What the person sees depends through what lens he's looking through. Each person, each Navi, has another lens to look through. And that explains the difference between the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu and Shaar Nevi'im. As Gemara tells us in Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu, he saw the most clearest image possible. He saw everything the way they actually are. Other Nevi'im, they didn't see such a clear image. They have an image that needs to be interpreted, and each one has his own interpretation. So says the Maharil Diskin, when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah, he wrote the Torah the way he saw things in the most clearest way possible. Not only what was told to him, but also when he was quoting other people. When he was quoting Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov Avinu. He didn't just copy what they said or what they saw. He saw the vision of what they saw and interpreted it in the way, in the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. He wrote the Sefer Torah in his understanding. But when it comes to Bilam, it's different. The way the Maharil Diskin explains it, that Bilam, he wanted to come and interpret the Nevuah in a different way. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Bilam also a spaklaya mehiro. Bilam was a Navi in the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, especially in his brachas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him an image where he cannot come and interpret it in any other way. He saw the most clearest image possible. That's why he was not able to be mekalel Yisrael. He can't curse Am Yisrael. Because whatever he saw, that's what he had to say. There's no other interpretation. So Moshe Rabbeinu there just copy-paste what Bilam saw. There's no other image Moshe Rabbeinu has to see which is not clear, because Bilam saw already the clearest image. HaKadosh Baruch already showed the clearest image possible in the world. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have to come and see it in his own vision. It's already there. So he just goes and he copies the words of Bilam. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Sifrei uParshas Bilam. His Sefer wrote the way he understands it, the way he saw it, the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu. Parshas Bilam was just Matik Bilam, just copied what Bilam said. Rav Shach and Avi Ezri, Perekzaim Yisoy De HaTorah Aloch Avov, quotes the entire Maharil Diskin, and he says, "V'nei ein li malo sifal advarim amiti malo." He says, "There's such true things only to add." He says, "I'm just going to add one point that Avraham Avinu, when Avraham Avinu went to do the Akedah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very clear with Avraham Avinu. Why did it be so clear? When Avraham Avinu is going to try to change something, but because the Nevi'im see not a clear image, like the Maharil Diskin explained." So they can interpret it in different ways. Avraham Avinu could come and say, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not really mean to tell me to take Yitzchak. As we know, in the end, it doesn't really make sense. So therefore, there's supposed to be a very clear image, different than regular Nevuah that everybody has except Moshe Rabbeinu. Another Mahalach to explain this is based on Rav Tzodek's Kohen. Tzodek Kohen says this Nekuda Larnes Sfarim. But when you connect it to Bilam, he says it only in one place, in Tzidkas HaTzadik, or his Kuf Lamed Aleph. The story of Tzodek is that by Am Yisrael there's two Mahalchim. There's the Mahalach of Oilam HaMaise. What do you do? What Am Yisrael does, that's his judge based on his Maise. That's how the Torah is revealed in the world. You do good, you get good. You do bad, Chas Hashem, the opposite. But then, Be'oimik Lefim Be'oimik, Am Yisrael has another level, where they're completely connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Yisrael HaPi Shechot Yisrael. And the rule is, they kulam boim na'ar lo mabo, kol Yisrael shalchek lo mabo, even the biggest Rishoyim in the world also go to lo mabo. The chalik of Am Yisrael, which is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way which is above the Maise, above what you do, but more who you are. And this, we mentioned in previous shiurim, that the Leshem explains based on this, why Olam Haba is not mentioned in the Torah. Because Olam Haba comes even when a person chas shalom did bad, he also gets Olam Haba at the end of the day. Kulam boim l'olam haba. And the Torah is only speaking about the maisim. What you deserve, not what you don't deserve. That's a different level that the Torah does not address. So Zokov Tzodek Biremes, Bilam is speaking about the Maila of Am Yisrael. Ma toivu alecha Yaakov. How great Am Yisrael are. Above the maisim, above their level of what they're doing. But in the level of who they are. The rest of the Torah is not like that. So that's what the Gemara means to say. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Kol HaTorah Kulo, which is based on Olam HaMaaseh, what you do. And then there's Parshas Bilam, which is a different level of Torah. It's a Torah that looks at Am Yisrael, the who they are, and not what they do. And we're marich on this in our Sefer, Ma'aneh Cheskel on Sefer B'Midbar. Anyone who wants to join the Shor Machshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.